The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. On this Thursday, what did I say, Mike, before the break? Friday? Did I actually say Friday? I'm not trying to wish your life away. I'm just trying to get you to the weekend so you can decompress. It is the 13th day of May 2021. That's a Texas boy you heard, folks. You know, that when you get into deep conversations about stuff, you can always tell when you're talking to a Texan. There's just a certain flavor about them. There's a certain air about them. There's a certain seriousness about him. And him in particular being Tommy Attaway, I say attaboy. There's your campaign slogan for governor of Texas, attaboy. And these are the kind of guys that maybe against their wishes, they've got to be drug into office, because generally speaking, that's what it used to be like. These, when we would refer to elected people as being representatives, not politicians. You know, they were referred to in a different light. They were referred to as being statesmen. And I, for one, I'm going to hound this guy. I'm going to find out who his circle of friends are. Because this is the kind of just steely-eyed, factual. I always know when I have a big fish on the line, I'm out of string and it's pulling me in. And that's the kind of power I felt out of this guy. Not that he's a fish. But you know you got a hold of something. You could hear it in his voice. You could hear it in his passion. 60-year-old ex-captain in the Army. Been around the block a few times. This is my kind of guy. I'll be talking with him a little bit more before this event on the 31st. You know, it was said in this country that you know you had a good representative when you had to drag him into office kicking and screaming. They didn't want to go. Now it's sought after. Why? Oh, privilege and power and yeah. For these clowns are in office for all the wrong reasons. Switching gears here a little bit. Well, I'll just let you hear it, okay? It's self-explanatory. We got, what is he called? Buttigieg or Buttigieg or Buttigieg. Got that booty in there. Yeah. The exchange is self-explanatory, folks. I do believe this was CNBC. Take a listen.
You ever hear the expression, all politics are local, Mr. Secretary? So you're the transportation secretary now. So we're proposing a usage for the term infrastructure that Republicans would say includes every wish list from the Democratic Party going back 50 years. As a transportation secretary, Do you now just wish that we'd look directly at what your domain is? Roads, bridges, airports, throw in, you know, some internet and Wi-Fi. Let's do $700-800 billion. Do it with Republicans. Get it done. Give me my infrastructure, transportation, and do not try to do everything at once. Tell me that you believe that, but I know you won't.
I mean, look, as the org chart goes, I'm the roads and bridges guy, right? The transportation part is the piece that I work on. But when I think about why roads and bridges matter, the fundamental reason they matter is they make it possible for Americans to live lives of their choosing, right? Whether there's a good road to get you where you're going is going to help determine whether you can go to school, whether you can go to work, whether you can see your family. And I think the same thing is also true of the other forms, the broader forms of infrastructure we're talking about. They're all part of the foundation that make it possible for us to live well. Now, I don't want to get bogged down in a semantic or philosophical argument.
You don't have one.
Over what to call something if it's a good policy, right?
Oh,
I mean, you're describing these as democratic items, but these are things the American people want. No,
Mr. Secretary, you might as well just tell me, you know, you need those roads to drive to free college and free child care, and therefore I want to build them so that, I mean, come on. Come on.
Well, no, I think all this fits together because you can either organize your thinking around the org chart of the federal government, or you can organize it around what the lives of human beings in this country are actually
like. Then you can make
like.
That jump to everything under the sun is infrastructure. We should spend $100 trillion and give everything to everyone because that's what their life is. You can't do. We don't have the money. We don't have the wherewithal.
We do have the money, though. That's the thing. Like we abundantly do have the money because the bill is paid for, right? And the real question is,
how can you make a statement that we have the money? We don't have the money. See, here's the primary flaw with these. We want to make a better world, and you know, toss out everything that we know that used to work, and building foundations for things that stick around for a while. Incredible. There's no fixing this problem. There is no fixing little communist, socialist, fascist, I don't care what you, anything but the intent of the Constitution and the frame thereof. There's no reasoning with them. There is no reason. Reason goes out the window with the baby in the bathwater and everything else. Rather than going back to the fundamentals that built this country, that made it strong, that made it safe. You know, there's their big thing now. Oh, we got to keep everybody safe. We got to do this and we got to do that. No, you don't. It's not within your purview to do it. You little pervert. Not there. But this guy believes this philosophy. There's the number one problem, that they don't know what whose role and who is supposed to do what and how much can we do. Or, in this case, the question should be, how little can you do? Because the only thing you're doing is just, yeah, we got the money. We got the money. What the hell do you mean you have the money? How do you have money when you've got $170 trillion debt? How do you count that there's anything in the piggy bank? Because your ability to keep borrowing? And why not? We know this debt will never be paid, so hey, I'm going to look good. I'm going to throw around a little bit of funny debt money. I might even get reelected for something else, or maybe I can run for another office so I can go ruin somebody else's lives. This is where we're at in America, folks. This is where we're at. And it's sad. I don't see anything on my caller list, Mike. Well, I thought, see, that signal was telephone receiver. I saw your head going up and down. 512-248-8252. I don't know why I keep thinking today's Friday. We talked about this yesterday. And I referred to this 120 generals and admirals warned administration policies are a national security threat. I didn't have a chance to go through the entire article. This was on Roger Landry's site, the Liberty Beacon. A day before the Senate markup of H.R. 1 on May 11th, and that was the Democrats' power grab to federalize election laws in favor of progressive candidates. See, now they want to take control of this at the federal level. I'm sorry, weren't they paying attention when this Donald Trump and the vote steal came up? And, oh, no. No, that's not within our purview, no. That doesn't have standing in front of the Supreme Court. That's the business of the state. So why are they in a big hurry to shove this under the purview of the federal government? These are little things that make me go, 124 retired admirals and generals issued an open letter to the American people warning that our nation is in deep peril. And I mean deep. Do me a favor, Mike. This is the open statement that the letter that was referred to in the story. This is their position. Our nation is in deep peril. We are in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic, like no other time since our founding in 1776. The conflict is between supporters of socialism and Marxism versus supporters of the Constitution, freedom, and liberty. Without fair and honest elections that accurately reflect the will of the people, our constitutional republic is lost. Election integrity demands ensuring that there is one legal vote cast and counted per citizen. Legal votes are identified by the state's legislature, approved controls using government IDs, verified signatures, etc., etc. Today, many are calling such common sense controls racist in an attempt to avoid having fair and honest elections. Using racial terms to suppress proof of eligibility is itself a tyrannical intimidation tactic. Additionally, the rule of law must be enforced in our election process to ensure integrity. The FBI and the Supreme Court must act swiftly when election irregularities are surfaced and not ignore them, as was done in 2020. Finally, H.R. 1 and S.1, if passed, would destroy election fairness and allow Democrats to forever remain in power, violating our Constitution and ending our representative republic. Aside from the election, the current administration has launched a full-blown assault on our constitutional rights in a dictatorial manner, bypassing the Congress with more than 50 executive orders quickly signed, many reversing the previous administration's effective policies and regulations. Moreover, population control actions such as excessive lockdowns, school and business closures, and most alarming, censorship of written and verbal expression are all direct assaults on our fundamental rights. We must support and hold accountable politicians who will act to counter socialism, Marxism, and progressivism, support our constitutional republic, and insist on fiscally responsible governing while focusing on all Americans, especially the middle class, not special interest or extremist groups that are used to divide us into warring factions. Now I got to give this a minute here to reload. Okay. Additional national security issues and actions. These are admirals, folks. These are generals. These are retired. This is an open letter that they all agreed to. Additional national security issues and actions. Open borders jeopardize national security by increasing human trafficking, drug cartels, terrorist entry, health, CIV dangers, and CV-19 dangers, and humanitarian crisis. Illegals are flooding our country, bringing high economic cost, crime, lowering wages, and illegal voting in some states. We must reestablish border controls and continue building the wall while supporting our dedicated border control personnel. Sovereign nations must have controlled borders. They go on to say about China, China is the greatest external threat to America. Establishing cooperative relations with the Chinese Communist Party emboldens them to continue progress towards world domination. Militarily, economically, politically, and technologically, we must impose more sanctions and restrictions to impede the world domination goal and protect America's interest. Well, I have a little bit more to say about the Chinese issue, but for right now, you know, folks, there's not going to be another world war in a conventional sense because everybody's got nukes and they know that's a no-win situation. If you're trying to grab the brass ring halfway around on the merry-go-round, you go to reach out and somebody blows the whole damn thing up. Yeah, nobody wins. Nobody gets nothing. The free flow of information is critical to the security of our republic. As illustrated by freedom of speech and the press being the First Amendment of our Constitution, censoring speech and expression, distorting speech, spreading disinformation by government officials, private entities, and the media is a method to suppress the free flow of information, a tyrannical technique used in closed societies. We must counter this on all fronts, beginning with removing Section 230 protection from big tech. Reengaging in the flawed Iran nuclear deal would result in Iran acquiring nuclear weapons along with means to deliver them. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. There are still flaws. Yeah, I get it. Stopping the Keystone Pipeline eliminates our recently established energy independence and causes us to be energy dependent on nations not friendly to us, while eliminating valuable U.S. jobs. We must open the Keystone Pipeline, regain our energy independence for national security and economic reasons. Using the U.S. military as a political pawn with thousands of troops deployed around the U.S. Capitol building, patrolling fences guarding against non-existent threat, along with forcing politically correct policies like the divisive critical race theory into the military at the expense of the war-fighting mission, seriously degrades readiness to fight and win our nation's wars, and that's another issue, and I know that you understand that, and so do I. That's why the military should not be, as somebody suggested on somebody's program yesterday, that the military should just take over and run things. No. No. They should not. The rule of law is fundamental to our republican security. Anarchy, as seen in certain cities, cannot be tolerated. We must support our law enforcement personnel and insist that DAs, our courts, and the DOJ enforce the law equally, fairly, and consistently toward all. The mental and physical condition of the commander-in-chief cannot be ignored. He must be able to quickly make accurate national security decisions involving life and limb anywhere, day or night. And again, these are military folks talking. Understand that. That's why we don't have a military junta running this country. It is a civilian form of government under the Constitution. The military sometimes bangs on that door, and they shouldn't be. But they still have a tendency to do that, because this is how they have been taught. This is what they believe. To save the Constitutional Republic, you don't violate the very same republic. This is why the government is supposed to still be in civilian hands, civilian government. They list the signatures, and there is brigadier generals, lieutenant generals, admirals. See, yeah, military juntas, no matter how well-intended, here in this country, it was checked by the Constitution. You don't pull a coup to claim that you're going to save the Constitution while violating its very tenets, and the reasons why we have three distinct areas of government in this country.
Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. Now, that open letter that was highlighted there with a link in the body of the story. Using government IDs for verified signatures is just common sense controls. The flag officer argued to ensure honest elections. But today, many are calling such commonplace controls racist in an attempt to avoid having fair and honest elections. You know, I was in a 7-Eleven today, and I walked in, and there was two guys behind the counter, and I really didn't notice the other guy walk out from behind the counter. I just registered in my head, oh, there's two people back there. And I picked out what I went into the store for, and I looked at the guy behind the counter, and I said, what, you're not telling me to wear a mask? And the guy that was behind the counter that I really didn't take serious note of was standing kind of off to the side, kind of out of sight, and he had a mask on. And I looked at him, and I wasn't paying attention to his shirt. Well, he had a 7-Eleven shirt on, so obviously he was an employee. And I said, why are you still wearing that mask? He took it off, and he said, do you feel better now? I said, yeah, I do. And he says, well, 7-Eleven has told us if we don't wear the mask, we're fired. And that's when, obviously, I started to launch. And he said, come on outside. And we talked for about 20 minutes. He said, I'm not taking the vaccine. He said, I can't find employees. He said, I need help, but I can't. And I looked at him, kind of cocked my head as if questioning him, and he goes, it's because they're making more money sitting home than they would here. We had a very interesting, very, very interesting conversation. The man was up to speed. The man knew that he was standing in a pile of horse manure, and that was the level of the conversation that we had. The people are waking up, folks. I mean, they really are waking up, and it's going to be a Herculean effort. It's going to be a monumental effort. Because we do have a lot of stupid people in this country. Well, let me redefine that. All the brain cells and all the craniums out there aren't dead. Not all of them. Not stupid, just ill-informed. But that is starting to come to a halt. Which is most reflect. I mean, this gives me energy for next day activity and to carry on next week. It's starting to happen. Them pushing the timeline, and remember what I've always said about the globalist asshats and their minions, supposedly the deep state operating in this country. It's not the deep state. The deep state is your new world order. The minions that are working for them, either out of ignorant stupidity or volunteering for their new world order, these are the people that under American law should be lined up against the wall and summarily shot for treason against their country. But see, now that we have everybody so confused about that, well, you're a racist or you're something, if you hold to these stodgy old views of sovereignty and self-determination and freedom and liberty, we are now the collective, and we're here to destroy everything that used to support that contention under our Constitution, that freedom and liberty is the first and primary function of government to ensure that is there for us today and tomorrow and for our children's children's children. But something happened on the way to that Roman Forum. Andrea in Oklahoma, I'll start you out here. We got a break coming up in a couple of minutes. Go ahead, Andrea.
Okay. First of all, we both know that they don't play by the rules.
Right.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be an illegitimate government in running stuff right now. They're all imposters. They are illegitimate, and thank you for going to Washington to support our president, which he never relinquished. He never relinquished it.
Well,
these generals,
yeah.
All these people that all and our military went to other lands and fought and died for this country. This is the most important time right now for everybody to stand up. This is our country. They fought and died in another country. We're here right now. They're cutting off the oil.
Yeah.
They're reducing the food. This is a chess game.
Okay, but Andrea,
writing on the wall?
Andrea, I will carry you through the break here because you just made a statement while they're over there fighting, our military is fighting whom? They were shipped out of this country to go fight in arenas around the globe that had nothing to do with protecting CONUS, Continental United States. When the enemy is in the gate, hard at work, you don't take your troops over the hill to go fight something while they're trying to burn down your country. Let me take this break. We'll be right back. 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back. Andrea, please continue.
Well, Ed, you know, it's been said that Russia was just going to let us rot from within inside, and we're doing a real good job of that with allowing these traitors. I mean, they are treasonous. It's like, who isn't on board with the Bidens and the Clintons and the Obamas? Well, evidently the judges are. They're on board with this, and the media is on board with it. Well, that's our main enemy. Anybody that's on board with this coup, this illegitimate government that stole what we, the people, we wanted Trump. We don't have Trump because we have the illegitimate government that snuck in after closure and put all these fake ballot cards in there, mm-hmm. and we're stuck with the situation right now until we choose or find something that we're going to step forward and take this illegitimate government out, these imposters, these judges, Pence, that wouldn't even stand up for us, the Congress.
Okay, Andrea, let me ask you a question then. Okay, if you had your wish, all these unconstitutional asset judges, politicians, People that swore an oath to that Constitution promptly took office and then violated it 16 different ways from Sunday. How do you go about removing those people?
Hey, there's 300 million of us.
Yeah, that's
how many of them?
Wait a minute. That's half the population. If you haven't noticed, politically, we're still split about 50-50 in this country.
Are we? Are we really 50-50? Or is that a fake, too?
Well, I guess what I'm getting at is how do you reinstitute the constitutional law in this country? How exactly are you going to...
Okay, let's don't do anything. Let's just do what we're doing right now. Sit on our
Andrea,
and
I look.
Cut that gas,
you know, yelling at me is not going to answer the question. I am asking you what the mechanism is to get this constitutional republic back on track.
Well, first of all, yeah, I would take away NBC, CBS, Fox, all those, and put your station in front of there. Any station that's going to tell us the truth. I am so tired of lies.
And I appreciate that sentiment. And we have been hanging around for all of these years. And
we have the military. If we can go in and go to war with all these other countries, why can't we just take over the liars and put somebody in there that's going to tell the people the truth?
Okay, but you just heard me read that letter. These admirals and generals are a little bit confused as to what, where, how. And I'm not saying entirely, just a little bit here and there. But what you're saying is now a military coup.
I want our president in there. We voted for him. He is our president.
No, I get that. Look, I get that. You don't have to argue with me on that point. Andrea, I get that. And what is being done right now, because it's not being seen by the American people, and that is a shame, is this vote audit is still going on. This is not over with. It will come to its fruition next month, hopefully by next month.
And don't play by the rules.
To demonstrate that this election exactly was that, stolen, and the guy in the White House right now. Here's the overall problem. Donald Trump is still the head of the administrative government. Okay? This is why I said a while ago, is here we are battling against the socialist, the communist, the fascist, whatever, and this is pushing people back into the administrative state, which looks like almost nirvana or heaven compared to their hell that they're creating. And that is not the solution. Andrea, what we used to be talking about before these clowns took power is we were talking about what was constitutional and what wasn't. We were going through all of this. We were having discussions, serious discussions, with legislatures, our state legislatures around the country as to this form of government that has been given us, that administrative state, which I think we've noticed, is not mandated to really follow the Constitution.
The judges said, no, we're not going to hear this case. We don't have time. We got to go buff our nails or something. I mean, it is so, there are no rules right now.
Well,
illegitimate.
There is one rule that I'll stick by, and that's education. Educating people as to who, what, where, why, and how. Why things were set up the way they were. The intended purposes and the outcome of those instituted purposes, namely the Republic and the Constitution that it's based on. There's our tool.
Right now you have Black Lives Matter,
yeah.
You know, pick a name,
yeah.
and Antifa out there running around, setting fires, shooting
sure.
people,
yeah, we
innocent
know all that.
People,
yep.
with the blessing of the Biden, the Democrats, probably being paid by them. Yeah, go out there and raise hell, you know. And we won't send anybody out to do anything because everybody else is playing by the rules, and we're going to take advantage of that.
Well, I can't say that. I play by the rules, but most people...
I know you do.
But most,
we all do, but they don't.
No, I get that. Can I talk now?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Like I said, before all of these traps were set, before we got distracted with the banking crisis of 2008, and, the plandemic and all of these other issues, which is drawing our time, our energy, and our resource away from correcting the problem in this convoluted administrative state. Therein lies the key. How do people know this? They have eliminated education by way of media, news, that people can make up their own mind. They have taken the education system over. They've taken the media over. They've taken over your school boards. They have taken over your colleges. The key to this is the very documents that we seem to be dancing around on. And I, for one, do not want to see a military junta in this country. This is the purview of the American people, to have that education, to have that drive to retain their freedom and liberty. The problem is right now, we're trying to teach them once again how important freedom and liberty is. I understand what you are saying, madam. I do. But, I mean, I am trying to do one thing. And I even discussed this with Tommy prior to the broadcast. A lot of people want to see the Second American Revolution take place. For me, that is the absolute last option. I've got nothing else that I can try. I have no time left to try to educate people to our form of government and what went wrong with it, and why it went wrong. This is the time that's severely being wasted by battling these clowns on the fronts that they have given us. They're not stupid. Coups take a little bit of time, but they've also made monumental mistakes. And there are now people, even within the legal community, that are looking at this and starting to tie. These are lawyers. I never thought I'd say this. But these are lawyers that are looking at this and now being able to connect the dots. Holy mackerel. I've been waiting 3 decades for this. And it's starting to take place. I think the mistake that we can make right now is by going over the deep end, like Antifa and BLM, you know, I mean, Harris Faulkner on Fox News, even this guy at 7-Eleven today, I mentioned that, and he said, yeah, I remember that. You know, why don't we talk about who is funding BLM and Antifa in this country, and it's George Soros. And I said, do you remember? He said, yeah. And he described it perfectly. He said, you know, so I was sitting there watching that. She was looking into the camera. One of the guests made that suggestion. She looked down at her desk, did not return her eyes to that camera, and said, we're not going to talk about George Soros here. Here's some of the very people that you would think that it is an arrestable offense trying to tear a country apart by backing, and a lot of people wanted to call them domestic terrorists. Well, they're acting as if they're, but this is a coup. So, you know, we got a couple outlets left, RBN and One America News, but the good news here is this, that people are starting to snap. They're starting to turn to other avenues for their information. And in spite of all of their efforts to squash us, there are other mechanisms out there. We are still having that effect. The only thing that we need is more people to join the cause of freedom. That's all that we need, is an educated populace, and they'll have to drop nuclear bombs on us to get rid of us. Andrea,
well, Biden is trying to start wars with Russia right now.
I understand, so, Andrea, I understand all that. I understand, okay. I understand we don't have somebody that's legitimate in the White House right now. And I do understand they have been trying to destroy this country, this republic, for a number of years. And they're well on their way of doing it. I understand what's going on. I thank you for your call, ma'am. Thank you. Dr. Kelly, hello. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call. I have a really amazing good news update. Lander County... the town is Battle Mountain. These are both in northern, eastern Nevada state.
Okay.
They're going to be presented with an award because guess what? they ditched the Toyota Corolla, and they're all in one Accord. So they
I don't know what that means.
It's just some bad humor. Remember the Corolla virus?
Yes.
Okay, so they ditched the Corolla virus.
Okay, now how exactly did they do that?
Well, they were one of the first counties to say, here's a couple of no thank yous to Sisolak, governor of that state.
Okay.
And
okay, what are they saying no to? What is actually going on there?
Oh, to the crazy to their governor practicing medicine without a license, to their governor taking away their and interfering with their rights, what have you. This tiny, perfect county in northern Nevada is going to be awarded the Constitutional County Award from Sheriff Richard Mack.
Okay.
This is the first one in the United States, and I hope that others follow, because so far we've only had Texas to set a good example. Henceforth, I think it's going to be a good news thing. Renette Senham is going to be speaking there, Dr. Simone Gold, and back to Renette Senham. She is an Iditarod sled dog racer and former mayor of Grass Valley in Nevada County, California.
Okay.
I think that Joey Gilbert will be there, and I think this may be...
All of who you just mentioned, I do not know who these people are.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I think this will also be a tremendous opportunity for Nevada State to maybe get back their right to their food and to their raw milk. Sheriff Richard Mack is CSPOA,
right.
That's Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers
right.
Association.
Right.
And this will be Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, at 2 p.m., and it's probably going to go all day. There will be about 100 cars in the parade. It's 220 miles east of Reno, Carson City, and worth every mile and every minute to be out there if anybody can make it.
All right.
It's a lot closer to Utah than it is, this end of the state, but
I
would encourage people to get out there if you missed any of the rallies.
Okay. All right. Kelly, I appreciate you bringing that to the people's attention. So thank you. I appreciate that.
And thank you too, John.
All right. you're going to love this one. Short clip here. I probably won't play the whole thing. But this is a school board meeting in Idaho Falls, Idaho. Iowa. Jeez, John. It's not the years. Oh, shut up, Mike. It's not the years. It's the mileage. In Idaho Falls, Idaho. And the lady is part of the school board. And what's her name? What does it say on her little sign there?
Elizabeth Cogliotti.
Oh, okay. And she's getting loud about mandating masks. And now she's wearing a mask, and she cannot breathe, and she's starting to hyperventilate. This is precious. Go ahead and run the clip.
And I think one of the best ways to prevent that up and down is to keep masking, to require masking.
Oh, you have the wrong one. Okay.
That.
So you want to pick and choose.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do want to pick and choose. Because I think you might have a point, Paul, that we want to pick some things that are best for our local area, but some things might be best to follow the recommendations of the doctors to try and make the best decisions possible.
Right, and what my point is that CDC is making a recommendation for the entire country, in New York and Los Angeles and so forth. And they're having to make a recommendation for the entire country. That's my point. And we're Idaho Falls.
And you know what,
that's
Paul?
Idaho Falls.
Schools can be open. And that's why I said we can pick and choose, because we know our district and whether or not we can, we think we should be open. But masking is a thing that the doctors and the scientists have shown, that wearing masks reduces transmission. And we need to reduce transmission as much as possible so that we can stay open. Which we need to do everything we can within the parameters of our schools, and that we have decided we want to be open. We need to do everything within those parameters to stay open, and I think masks are the way to go with that.
So how does Madison have school 5 days a week and not have masks and not have spikes in COVID?
You know what? I don't know, Paul. I don't know. And I frankly don't particularly care. I want to make a decision for District 91 in Idaho Falls, and I want to make my decision based on being a trustee of District 91 with what I think is best for us and Madison School District, and their trustees can make what is best for them.
Right. I think we can take the data, though, that's from Eastern Idaho Public Health and learn from it.
They could not be testing, though. I mean, it all goes back to, are people getting tested when they're sick or not, too? I mean,
their testing rate, I would have to grab my computer. Their testing rate's on Eastern Idaho Public Health website, too.
For all we know, Paul, they're sending their kids to school sick and no one's getting tests. We don't know. We're not up there.
Yes, but
well, and masking
okay,
also.
That's enough of this crap. See, this is the problem with these school boards. We have people that... How do you, we're going to follow the recommendations of the science and the doctors. Well, how do you recognize when that advice is worth even paying attention to? We have this little autocratic, out of breath, hyperventilating with a mask on. I was waiting for her to really pass out. I really was. I thought she was going to pass out. Folks. These school boards and these teachers' unions that are protecting these teachers on these boards, a lot of them are teachers. Some of them are not. But they're on the school boards and they shouldn't be. Because they're in there mixing it up with, it doesn't matter if it's critical race theory, all decisions on COVID-19, or anything else that is not within their purview to be on this board. God almighty. Dave in Michigan. Hello, Dave.
Hello, John. I'm still pounding the beat for the MichiganDeJour.org and the National-Assembly.net. We have got a state call tonight and a national call tonight. 8 p.m. Eastern on the state call and 9 p.m. Eastern on the national call. Do you know Mark Kornacki?
Yeah, I do.
Is he legit?
Well, you'll have to ask Mark that.
Well, I... Okay, so I get it.
I don't know. What did you get?
Well, that you guys don't have a relationship and you don't think he's...
We haven't had for a number of years. Where the hell have you been?
Well, I've been around. I only know you from your show. So, and I wasn't around here when the Michigan Assembly or the Michigan militia was up and running. And I understand. I got a friend, 86-year-old old farmer from Bad Axe, and he's friends with Mark, and he gave me his PIN number and his phone number to his conference call Monday through Friday. And according to them, I was on earlier tonight, and that Michigan militia is alive and well. And
oh, good.
I know that you had, you know, I've heard you say you had major part in that militia. Is that correct?
Yeah.
In forming it. So are you still friends with those guys?
Let me put it to you this way. It's years and miles behind me, and I've been involved with other things. And, you know, when you talk about the Michigan militia, there were two groups up there claiming to be militia, Michigan militia.
Right.
Okay. We were never part of the Michigan militia.
Okay.
Okay. So,
well, so I don't even know if I'm giving you right information. All I know is that
I know you don't. I'm trying to make that readily apparent to you.
Right.
Yeah.
I recall, you know, the okay. nonsense, you know, on TV when the feds went after these guys back in the 90s or whatever.
Right.
You know, and they always have dupes, right? And but I'll tell you, I heard Mark tonight for the first time, and he's quite a character, but he sounded like what he was telling stories of, you know, of past maybe soirees with the feds and how the, you know, these guys fared, and it sounded like they came out on top. I don't know. I just think that, you know, we have to have an enforcement arm, right? And it's not really the military. They work for the, you know, the billionaires.
Yeah, we're running out of time here, so hurry up.
Well, my point is we definitely have to be we the people. That's the first branch of government. And the second branch is, you know, we the people's grand jury. But we also have to have an enforcement arm for whatever we do.
So, yeah, I know that. I know that. You know,
and I know that.
And you know I've been down here in Texas for 25 years, right? You do know that.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right, Dave.
I do.
All right.
So I just want to say to the people, to the listeners, you know, I know I'm preaching to the choir talking to you, but I'm really not talking to you. I'm talking to your, you know, your other listeners like me.
Yeah, and I wish you weren't right now.
We got to pick up this ball, and we better run with it, because if we don't, it's over.
All right. Dave, we're out of time. Thank you for your call. God, you know, it's like being stuck in a time loop. By the way, speaking of Michigan... I'll have to look for further verification on this, because this sounded way too loopy. Michigan orders pipeline to be shut down. This is the pipeline that's coming down from Canada that services Wisconsin and Michigan and upper Midwest. Governor Whitless thinks that, well, the thing might be leaking, so we need to shut it down. Now, down here, the Colonial Pipeline is back up and running, not for natural gas, but for gasoline, and I guess diesel as well. But it turns out, and again, I've got to verify this, and I will for tomorrow's program, that in fact, that the company that was hacked paid a $5 million bounty to the hackers to get the pipeline back up and running. Can that be right? Wow. So now we're paying people that are doing damage so they won't do any more damage. They'll be back next week with a $10 million demand or another target, and we're going to pay them off too. Wow. CNBC said they paid it. All right, we'll gather the information. Oh, boy. I'd much rather pay the mafia the money for protection. At least you know the terms of the deal and who you're dealing with. All right, that'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Back tomorrow with a Friday edition of the National Intel Report. Notice I said Friday, Michael. Please help support this network. It's important. We'll see you tomorrow.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.